Hello and welcome to another Naxos podcast. I'm Raymond Bechet. In this podcast, we feature music by Michael Doherty and performances by the Nashville Symphony, along with soloist Paul Jacobs and Zuel Bailey. You just heard the opening to American Gothic, one of three pieces on this new recording, each inspired by an American cultural figure. In the case of American Gothic, that person is the Iowa painter Grant Wood, with whom the Doherty family had a personal connection. Michael Doherty's father was a tour guide at the Grant Wood studio and knew the artist and even appears in the background of one of his paintings. So, inspired by that family connection, here's a bit more of that opening music, a movement titled On a Roll. Grammy Award-winning composer Michael Doherty first came to real international attention when his Metropolis Symphony was performed by the Baltimore Symphony, conducted by David Zinman, at Carnegie Hall in 1994. Since that time, Doherty's music has entered the orchestral band and chamber music repertoire and made him, according to the League of American Orchestras, one of the 10 most performed American composers of concert music today. And I would hazard a guess, one of the most recorded as well. Here's how this new album begins, with Tales of Hemingway for cello and orchestra. The first movement is inspired by the Hemingway story, Big Two-Hearted River. That was from Tales of Hemingway for Cello and Orchestra, written in 2015. In the liner notes, Michael Doherty writes about this piece, "My cello concerto is divided into four movements, each of which is inspired by one of Hemingway's short stories or novels. Hemingway experienced the horrors and ironies of war as a Red Cross ambulance driver in World War I, and as a journalist on the front lines of the Spanish Civil War, and again during World War II. The second movement is inspired by his novel, For Whom the Bell Tolls." Classical musicians, or perhaps it's mostly classical music critics, sometimes argue about the idea of providing specific or suggestive titles to works of music, like Michael Doherty does with Tales of Hemingway or Once Upon a Castle. In a now 10-year-old interview on New Music Box, Doherty talks about why he chooses such specific titles. In that interview, he said, "The titles of my pieces, which are provocative, have to do with what motivates me to write the piece and also what I'm feeling. It's what the piece is all about emotionally, but then the notes are the notes. Those are very different. The music is abstract. When I'm actually writing the music, I'm dealing with themes and motives, and I'm working with those in an abstract way." That comment seems as appropriate today as it was in that 2006 interview, and Doherty's interest in being able to communicate both music and about the music through writing extends to the excellent program notes he provides for his recordings. In the end, his ability to talk about the music in no way detracts from the intrinsic merits of the works themselves. Here's the middle movement of American Gothic, beautifully evocative music inspired by a painting titled Winter Dreams. Once Upon a Castle for organ and orchestra was inspired by the Hearst Castle in California. The Hearst Castle was the private residence of American media mogul William Randolph Hearst and was designed by architect Julia Morgan. Construction of the colossal castle began in 1919 and continued for something like 30 years. By 1947, the Hearst Castle was a grand estate of, count them, 165 rooms. You'd need a road map to find your way around. Michael Dougherty describes the opening movement of the piece this way. The winding road to San Simeon evokes the five-mile road winding up the San Simeon Mountains to the Hearst Castle. The music crescendos until we reach the top of the entrance of the castle, where lush chords in the organ and panoramic rhythmic sweeps of orchestral color evoke the spectacular views of the Pacific Ocean high above the coastline. This recording really has an all-star cast. The cellist Zewell Bailey appears with orchestras around the world and has recorded everything from Bach to Nico Muhly. He also gave the world premiere performance of Tales of Hemingway. Not surprisingly, that was with the Nashville Symphony, who helped commission this piece. The Nashville Symphony and conductor Giancarlo Guerrero also need no introduction, especially not after their multiple Grammy nominations and wins, including an earlier one for the music of Michael Dougherty. And rounding out the star roster is organist Paul Jacobs, world-touring soloist, head of the organ department at the Juilliard School, and the only organist ever to win a Grammy Award for a solo recording with pipe organ. That was in 2011 for the music of Messiaen. Here's Paul Jacobs with a bit of the final movement of Once Upon a Castle, a movement titled Xanadu. Thank you. You have been listening to music by American composer Michael Dougherty and performances by the Nashville Symphony Orchestra with soloists Paul Jacobs on organ and Zewel Bailey on cello, all conducted by Giancarlo Guerro. It's from a new Naxos recording, catalog number 8.559798. To end the podcast, we have Michael Dougherty's music inspired by what may well be Grant Wood's most famous painting. It's a portrait of a farmer and his spinster daughter. The farmer is holding a pitchfork, and both farmer and daughter stare straight at the viewer. And the title of the painting? American Gothic, of course.